And we welcome you back here. Start of the fourth quarter on second and 10. Liberty's got the football. The handoff to Regina off of the right side. Late penalty will come out. No gain on the play. Tackle was made by Marcellius Jones, number 68.
That's a face mask. And that'll be the unsportsmanlike 15 yards. Personal foul, yep.
Couple things to remind you about. Tomorrow, almost full day of football with a little bit of a break in between games. 12:45 pregame show, 1 o'clock kickoff. Monmouth University at home for Wagner. I'll be there part of that one, working with former Hawk defensive lineman Brian Sweeney. And then tomorrow night, Ed and I in Tom's River for the Mariners and the Lions of Lacey to wrap up our coverage this weekend. First down and 10 after the penalty, gets the ball to the Jackson Memorial 35-yard line. Van Wickle rolling right, letting it go on the fly. Penalty is out. The catch was made.
Wow.
Two flags came out. I believe it's Mike Stout, who's had a couple of receptions here tonight. He was being defended by Dan Barker. Barker face guarding a little bit. The catch was made by Stout anyway. Down to the 12-yard line. Clock will stop here with the penalty flags out. We're looking for information during the course of the weekend. Check out our website at shoresportsnetwork.com with all of the latest information on the social media side. You can certainly follow any of us, plus Scott Stump and or Bob Batters. High snap for Van Wickle. Fade pattern to the end zone. Oh. Just out of the reach of Stout.
Let him just a tad too much. Stout did a nice job on the pattern. Had gotten separation against the cornerback.
Also a chance on that website, our website, to vote for your player of the week, right? Play of the week.
Goes up on Sunday, correct?
Well, this week it'll go Sunday because there's Saturday night games.
Right.
But, yeah, Scott Stump will nominate four or five players, and fans vote for the Sport Clips Player of the Week.
Last week, Giancarlo Stigliano, Donovan Catholic kicker, won it.
Second and 10 from the 11. Pattern over the middle. Catch is made by Ribolino this time inside the 5. Get into the 3. And the Lions of Liberty knocking on the door here for their first score of the night, which would coincide with their first score of the season as well.
Yeah, they got to be careful here now. It's 3rd and about 3. They got to make sure they pick up 3 yards here in these next 2 downs to at least get a first down. Actually, they only need about 1.5 yards, Matt, right, to pick up a first down.
Yep.
3 back set. Van Wickle, quarterback, sneak off the left side, looking to just get the first down.
I think he did.
Yeah, I think so,
got
too.
Got that second push.
They'll spot it about the 1.5. Well, they're saying they got down up on the yard marker.
They may have to measure it. They may have to measure this. Now they got his fist out.
I didn't think he got a great spot.
I didn't either. It's definitely not a first down. They need about 0.5 yards.
I would think they'll do the same thing again. The problem with a handoff is you give the defense a chance to get penetration into the backfield.
Which they've done all night.
Yes, they have.
It's that 3 back set that we've seen. Barbado, Downer, and Regina with tight ends on either side.
Come on, Lions.
4th down and about 0.5 yard. Van Wickle, tons of movement up front. And players are pointing both sides.
I think Jaguars moved that time. I'm going to say they jumped. I didn't see any offense move until they were hit. And it is. Half the distance.
Should be a first down.
Yes, it is.
It will be a first down.
So first down and goal for Jackson Liberty. And they will have 4 cracks if they need it, Matt, to go a yard.
Just outside the goal line. Second team defense in for the Jags. First team O right now for the Lions. Regina and Downer, the 2 backs. It'll be Regina off the right side. He will punch it in for the score. 1-yard touchdown run for the Lions. Dom Regina, the senior, and finally something to celebrate on the home side.
Well, good for Jackson Liberty.
Let's give credit to the Lion fans, too. You wouldn't
yeah,
know.
They're into
you
it.
Wouldn't know. It's 50-6. There's still some energy on this side of the field.
Extra point attempt.
York on for the extra point.
Should be Pomeranke, right?
Ken Pomeranke.
One half of the twin combination.
He is the holder. High snap. Good hold. Knuckled to the left, but through the uprights. 50-7, the score. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark the Transmission Guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
And back here after the first touchdown of the season for Jackson Liberty. York will kick off, and this one will stay in bounds. That's a bad job by the return man for Jackson. James Williams, number 47, who kind of let it go over his head, was thinking it was going to go out of bounds. Live football, however, and had to just fall on it at the 5-yard line.
Ocean is really rallying against Neptune. They've scored again, the Spartans have. They've cut the lead to 30-27. Ocean has the ball and is driving.
You got to play it out. First down and 10 here for the Jackson offense with Dan Barker back on. Barker will keep it going backwards. He's in the end zone, fumbled the football. I thought it would have been a safety, and it is. His knee was down, so put two up on the board for the Lions, who get Barker in the end zone, and they will get the football back.
And if they can manage to score again, they'll take the mercy rule out of play.
Well, 50-9 up on the board.
Red Bank Catholic, by the way, has opened up a 35-7 lead over Long Branch. Point Burrow has scored again. They lead Pineland 17-6.
Nothing on Wall Red Bank tonight.
Wall has scored.
We had an early half.
Yeah, but Wall has just scored to cut the Red Bank lead to 21-14, but there's only 2:44 left in the game. Toms River South did defeat Donovan Catholic 40-7. So the Indians win their opener, struggled early, but then dominated.
I don't quite understand this. Why is Jackson Liberty going on that side of the field? There you go.
They're switching.
Barnegat has a 19-7 lead over Manchester. They've just started the fourth quarter.
Oh, an opportunity here to either kick or punt off the safety from the 20-yard line. I think with the kicking problems tonight, a punt would be in order.
Which they haven't done all night, right? We don't even know who that is. Or we do know on paper, we know.
Nikosi, who's been handling a lot of the kicking chores tonight, right. He's the punter.
Yeah, I guess he is, number 12.
And By the way, Ocean was driving. Tyler Thompson fumbled at the 10-yard line. Lost the ball.
That's 30-20, right?
30-27.
27, okay, wow.
Nikosi steps into it. Wobbly kick, very short. Handled by one of the up men. Good return. 30, 25. Down inside the 20. Dom Regina, number 23, after having some problems handling it. Nikosi, the punter, actually came up to make the stop. They'll spot it at the 20-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Lions with 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. 50-9 our score.
So Jackson Liberty with the very short field here.
Touchdown and an extra point gets us to 34, correct?
That is correct.
And that would stop the mercy, as you said, Kevin.
As we hit 58 mark and the clock still running. Liberty might be missing a player. No, they hadn't gotten their offensive ball. Yep.
Van Wickle staying into the offense. Lions finally finding their stride on that last drive. We'll try to get six, maybe seven more up here on the board. Blitz coming from the Jags. Fade pattern thrown near the end zone. Up, and it's a touchdown. Brett Ribolina with the score. Hauls it in to make it 50-15. This extra point all of a sudden going to extend our game perhaps a little bit. Union man paid by the minute. Stretch it out. It's York on for the extra point.
He makes it. We're out of the mercy rule.
Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It certainly has the distance and right through the uprights. 50-16. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish.
Now 16 unanswered points. 50-16, 5:25 to go. The mercy rule out.
You do an onside kick here, by the way?
Why not? You might as well practice it, right?
Yeah, what do you have to lose?
The safety did us in, guys. And all the missed extra points by Jackson.
Yeah.
York, let's see what he does. No, he'll kick away. Second level. Tetro lets it bounce through. Handled on the far sideline by James Williams, who will get to the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10 now for Jackson. Did we give a final, Kevin? I know you've been hot on the scores tonight, of Point Barrow and Pinelands.
I just gave a score. Point Barrow had just scored again.
Yeah, final, Point Barrow 17, Pinelands 6.
Okay. So the Barrow avenges that loss from last year and wins its season opener.
Final to Howell over Colts Neck, 20-16.
Now, there's one we hadn't really heard from all night.
First time.
I think I was the only one that picked that one. I picked Howell.
First and 10. Here's the give in the backfield. That'll go to Testa again, who loses 4 yards. Second and 14. Mid-South, South Brunswick. How have we been doing on that one?
The last we had was South Brunswick up by a couple.
36-17 the score right now, early in the fourth.
South Brunswick?
Yep.
Okay. They're for real.
4 minutes to go in the fourth. Memorial just wanting to have this game come to a close and get out of here. Testa off the right side. Gets back to 40, loss, plus one more, 5 yard pickup, and it'll be third and long coming up.
Well, to Jack's Liberty's claim, they have certainly not quit here. And yes, I understand they're playing against backups, but the other thing they've done a little better, Matt, is they've tackled much better in this second half. Granted, they're different running backs, but again, didn't put their head down, didn't bail on the game.
Testa off the left side gets one. That's not enough for the first down. And Jackson Memorial will have to come on and punt here with a shade over 3 minutes remaining in the fourth. This game 50-0 at the half. No scoring in the third quarter. And the Lions of Liberty putting up 16 straight in the fourth.
I kind of like the way this game ended, or is going to end. You know, I'm happy for Liberty, for them to get on the board basically what we talked about at halftime. I understand that Jackson is playing some third stringers in there now, but I'm happy the way this game ended. I'm happy for both teams. Jackson to get the W, and which they truly deserved, and Liberty to get back on the board.
Pressure coming. Nkosi gets off a decent but wobbly kick. Bounces inside the 40 and will get down at the 37-yard line with 2:25 to go in the fourth.
At the end of tonight's game, we will present the Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies Player of the Game.
I think the clock guy forgot
That's
that
okay.
Mercy rule. I know.
We are not telling him.
Don't tell him. Jackson may be upset. Liberty. Yeah, it's still running.
We're okay with it.
Not saying a word.
First and 10. Rebellina and Stout as a slot receiver combo off to the right side. Two back set for Van Wickle. High snap. Memorial was showing blitz. And back to the 21-yard line. That ball will go 16-yard loss.
Now, the only thing that will make me upset tonight is if Jackson Liberty calls some timeouts in this last minute.
Second down. I don't think that's going to happen, Ed. I think we're well past that point.
Okay.
Second down and 26 coming up.
What do you think here? Kenny Bradley on the sideline here, home from Ithaca. Right, Kenny? How you doing up there?
I'm doing well. Starting on kickoff and punt right now. I started the whole fourth quarter last week. It was good. Got a lot of reps with the ones. Everything's going well. I love it. College is fun. It's having a great time. Classes are going well.
How's your roommate there doing?
Dan's doing well, too. Yeah, we're both getting reps. He's starting on JV this weekend. They got a game up in St. Lawrence. He's doing well.
That's Dan Loises from Ocean, the Defensive Player of the Year. And what about this 2014 Jackson team? Look like they just reloaded.
Yeah, that's one of the things we like to say. You don't rebuild, reload. They definitely they came out strong, you know. Putting 50 points on a board is a statement no matter who it's against. So definitely hope they can keep this up all season. I hope they definitely keep this up.
Well, maybe we'll see you come playoff time, okay, when your season is over and they're in the Rutgers somewhere playing.
Yeah, well, hopefully Ithaca's in the playoffs as well because we're having a good season right now. We're 1-0. We got another game next weekend. We're on a bye week right now. So I hope the best to all my little brothers out here.
Always one of our favorite players, Ken. Congratulations. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
Nice job, Ed. Kenny Bradley, and this should be the final play.
A little bit of yardage put forward here by the Lions, who will get the snap off. Hand off up the middle. Regina stays on his feet. That'll take us to the end of this one. However, 50-16 will be our final score. The Jags of Jackson Memorial go to 1-0. The Lions of Jackson Liberty fall to 0-1. We step out here, take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back and put a cap on this one. 50-16. The Jags of Jackson Memorial continue to own the town as they've done every year in this series. We're back in 60 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Final score here, it's 50-16, Jackson Memorial over Jackson Liberty. We talked so much, Matt, in that first half about the play of the Jackson offensive line. So why not honor one of them with tonight's Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies Player of the Game? Ed's got him on the field.
Well, it was the offensive line, the output tonight, that put up 50 on the board in the first half. Congratulations. I'm with Ryan Fraser, the starting center for the Jaguars. Ryan, tell us a little bit about the lead up to this fantastic victory.
All winter, all summer, we're working our butts off. Leading up to this game, this is our cross-town rival. We always want to beat them down. All winter, we got in a weight room, lifted weights, ran. Summer, we worked our butts off, and today paid off 50 points in the first half. It's obviously something special.
Tell us a little bit about your story. First-year starter?
Yes, sir. I've worked my tail off. I dropped 25 pounds. get quicker. I want to play in college very badly, so it's all paying off now. Hopefully, make far.
You know, my partner's looking to go on a diet. You have to talk to him after up there, Kevin Williams. You know, he wants to lose about 25.
I just worked out every day, worked my tail off.
Hey, how about this offensive backfield? You know, it's not one guy. Last year it was Connie Glover. This year you have two or three guys that could go to distance every time they touch it, and a great quarterback in DeMeo.
Yeah, Mikey Gallag and Vinny Lee, they're both excellent junior and sophomore. They both worked their tails off. They know how to run behind us. They know how to score touchdowns. And Joe, three-year starter, great experience. He knows how to throw the ball. He stays in pocket, and that's how he won games.
Well, nice start. Not in the A-South tonight, but a nice start to defend that A-South title this year. Congratulations. You represent this offensive line tonight.
Thank you.
Ryan Frazier, the starting center for the Jaguars. A impressive young man, Kevin and Matt.
The anchor of that offensive line, and he did an outstanding job tonight along with his brothers up there. They just blew some gaping holes, Matt, in that first half.
Yeah, 8 touchdowns overall, 4 in the first quarter, 4 more in the second, and a go-away win despite the last 16 being scored by Liberty, who give credit to a little bit, hung in there in the second half, finally cracked through with a couple of touchdowns and that safety, but certainly an impressive performance for Walker Stauffer to kick off his fourth year as the head coach here for the Jags of Jackson Memorial. A couple of reminders for you before Kevin does some final thank yous. We are back on the – yes?
I got Walt right here. Okay, real quick, Walt, impressive opener for you.
Yes, I thought the kids came out, played very hard. I mean, there's always things that we need to clean up next. Lacey, Southern, you know, doing in the brick and stuff like that, dude. The mistake you made today are going to cost us later down the road.
You know, it's always a tough job to manage a team in the second half when you put up 50, you know, on the board in the second half. I thought you did a great job. You know, I was happy the way the game ended. Not that I wanted you to get scored upon, but I'm happy Liberty got on the board.
Those young guys, I mean, they need to get their reps. They work hard every day in practice the same way the starters do. You know, it's always nice to see them get out there in the field and show what they can do.
Well, it's an impressive start to a possible repeat for A-South. It's not in the A-South, but it's always good to get number one on the board.
Very good win. No matter what the score is, you know, it's a good win.
Congratulations. We'll see you down the line.
Thank you.
Walt Kristopic, the head man. Matt, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go ahead.
I'll take it here, Ed. Thank you very much. Good job down on the field. Before Matt gives us the official good night, our thanks to both coaching staffs, Walt Kristopic and his group over at Jackson Memorial, and James Sharples and his group here at Jackson Liberty. Want to thank our host at Jackson Liberty, who were very hospitable tonight. We enjoyed doing games from here. Special thanks to the athletic director in the Jackson School District, Mike Walsh, for all his help. It was a one-sided affair, but I guess, Matt, similar to what we said last week when Wall was done with Red Bank Catholic, maybe one of the themes tonight is you can say to your team, we won't see anyone that good the rest of the year.
No, probably not. I mean, I guess the last big team on Liberty's schedule would be Barnegat in the B-South, but other than that, you'd think that they'll certainly be able to compete with whoever was left on their schedule and put together a valiant effort here in the fourth quarter. Our final score here tonight, one more time, before we say goodnight, Jackson Memorial 50, Jackson Liberty 16. As we remind you, tomorrow, Monmouth University football, 12:45 pregame show, 1 o'clock kickoff, Hawks and the Seahawks of Wagner getting together in West Long Branch. If you can't make it to the game, listen to us here on our AM stations, 1160, 1310, along the way on the web as well at shoresportsnetwork.com. And tomorrow night, Ed and I back on the high school beat as the Mariners of Toms River High School North welcome in the Lions of Lacey. Great job as always, Brad Burascano, Brian Cedillo, our engineering crew. For Ed Saraluca and Kevin Williams, this is Matt Harmon saying so long from the home of the Lions. Jackson Memorial continues to own the town with a 34-point win tonight over the crosstown Lions of Jackson Liberty. Good night, everyone. We will talk to you tomorrow live from West Long Branch.
This has been the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Join us again next week for another Shore Conference football matchup. Stay up to date on all the latest football news and more at shoresportsnetwork.com.